This meeting of the House Resources Committee will now come to order. It is 1:04 p.m., Monday, April 28, 2025, in Capitol Room 124. Members present are Representative Fields, Representative Coulombe, Representative Hall, Representative Mears, Representative Rauscher, Co-Chair Representative Dibert, and myself, Co-Chair Representative Burke. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Thank you. I'd like to thank Andrew Magnuson from Records and Zach Lawhorn from the Juneau LIO for staffing the committee today. On today's agenda, we have one item on the agenda, and we have a short time period for the meeting, so we only have until 1:30. We have House Bill 125 from Representative Jimmy relating to the membership of the Board of Fisheries. This is the first hearing of this bill in House Resources. Representative Jimmy, welcome to House Resources. Please come to the table with your staff and begin your presentation.
Good afternoon. Nellie Jimmy, House Representative for District 38. I come to talk about HB 125 on how it would help not only people in my district but in the whole Alaska, ending up changing the Board of Fisheries seats to have two subsistence, two commercial, two sports, just to bring equal say in how we can help our salmon fish come back to the rivers. Goyana.
Thank you to the chair. For the record, my name is Rachel Gunn, staff to Representative Jimmy, Nelly Unagik Jimmy. House Bill 125 proposes a structural reform to the composition of the Alaska Board of Fisheries to ensure decision-making body that reflects the full spectrum of fishery use and expertise. Currently, the board appointments are governed by broad language, prioritizing good judgment and interest in public affairs. While well-intentioned, this lack of precision has contributed to growing perceptions of imbalance. Over time, decisions have become more susceptible to polarization at a moment when our fishery systems are exhibiting clear signals of ecological stress. Diminishing returns in key salmon runs, increasing frequency of emergency closures, and observable disruptions across multiple trophic levels. The science is unequivocal. Resilient management systems are those that integrate diverse ecological knowledge, commercial realities, traditional harvest practices, and sport-based economic drivers. HB 125 addresses this necessity by formalizing appointments as follows. Two seats for representatives with expertise in commercial fishing, two seats for representatives with expertise in sport fishing, two seats for representatives with expertise in subsistence fishing, and one seat for a fishery scientist to ground decisions in research-based management practice. In other words, this bill introduces a defined architecture of representation that intentionally balances consumptive uses with conservation imperatives. By structuring appointments in this manner, HB 125 reinforces two core principles. First, that no single user group should have outsized influences on state resource management. And second, that the inclusion of both empirical science and community-based knowledge strengthens the board's legal and fiduciary obligations to manage Alaska's fisheries for sustained yield. Importantly, HB 125 does not limit the governor's appointment power. It simply directs that within the seven-member composition, all major stakeholder categories are represented. This maintains executive discretion while ensuring the board's operational legitimacy in the eyes of the public, the courts, and future generations. If we're as serious about our fisheries as we are our other renewable resources, then our governance model must also be renewable, capable of adapting, balancing, and responding to complexity, not partisanship. So HB 125 will be a necessary step towards that future. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Fields.
Thank you, through the chair. Don't know the best time to ask questions. So the personal use fishery was actually put in state law by Vic Fisher when he was a state senator. And I was just seeing in here some references to representation by someone representing personal use fisheries, and I didn't know what you as the bill sponsor thought about that concept of adding a seat to include that, or how do you view the discussion in the written testimony about personal use fisheries? Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Field. Good question. I see the personal use and subsistence use that they're very similar, so that's why I would see it that way.
Through the chair, for the record, Rachel Gunn, staff rep Jimmy. Also in discussions for the makeup of this bill, we had input from so many different user groups and stakeholders, and having these definitions that already exist in statute, subsistence in Alaska statute differs substantially from our federal subsistence board, and in wake of things happening on a federal level that are threatening subsistence rights, we've heard rumors of, well, hopefully not rumors, but we've heard that there could be an executive order going after some long-standing legal decisions that for subsistence priority and the federal subsistence board input going away entirely. We think that having this voice in this seat to protect the oldest user group, at least bring balance to the Board of Fish to protect the oldest user group in Alaska, is really important. And that any user group that was, voices from the subsistence seats would also certainly protect personal use as well.
Can I ask a follow-up?
Thank you. Just want to let the record reflect that we are joined by Representative Sather at 1:09 p.m. Representative Fields?
Through the chair, and I can ask questions later if we don't have enough time. But so under the bill as written, would it be your intent that a governor could appoint someone who primarily is a personal use fisherman, but that's not their primary source of food? Me, I personally use fish. It's not our primary source of food. I'm not going to starve if we don't catch fish out of Fish Creek. And someone who relies on subsistence for, I don't know, 25% of their annual calories. Would that be consistent with how you've outlined the Board of Fish under this?
Yeah, through the chair to Representative Fields, Rachel Gunn, staff to Rep. Jimmy. Excellent question. In going through this and getting the different input, first we had the subsistence seats were nominated by AFN, or that NOAA was going to be the one to nominate the Alaskan scientist. We found that had broadening the language to the obviously, this was going to be a hard bill to get over the finish line quickly. People say two-year bills, but this is one of the most contentious $5 billion commercial fishing industries. We thought putting it in definition where it just says right now good intent and the qualities that should define who the governor would select now. We're kind of codifying the vibes right now. There's already supposed to kind of be a subsistence seat. We're seeing native users on the board. But black and white definitions, what they are in statute right now, it's up for the governor to appoint who he thinks. So, yeah, say the governor is who he is right now, and he has a native subsistence user that's moved to Anchorage, is now primarily personal use, or used to be a commercial fisherman. I think there's another legislation identifying conflict of interest in those votes. Black and white definition, subsistence, science, commercial, sport. It's up for the legislature to decide if they fit that category after the governor picks those appointees, whoever he or she may be in the future. So I think that with the definition currently in statute, it would be up to you as a legislator to decide whether they fit that category or not when they're being ratified.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Sather, did I see you?
I did not, but I'll take the opportunity. Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay, then Representative Rauscher, then Representative Mears, then Representative Sather.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Oh, sorry.
So just the first question that comes to my mind through the chair is personal use. What happened?
Thank you, through the chair, to Representative Rauscher. We just addressed with Representative Fields, sometimes somebody might fit in more than one category. Somebody that might used to be a commercial fisherman is now sport fishing. Certain most subsistence would also fall under personal use. But I think the definitions that we're thinking of when we think of personal use versus subsistence and some friction that's occurred there has been more of a federal subsistence board issue, and this is a state issue, our state board of fish, our governing body that regulates this industry. So those definitions in statute right now certainly could represent more than one user group.
And a quick follow-up. So that was just like a come on to the next question, which basically I'm trying to understand, could a person still be representing, could we still end up with four or more calm fishermen on the board? Could we still end up with more than four sport fishermen on the board? Because if I look at the terms of the definitions, you kind of wedge your way into anything there. So it kind of worries me. Can we, and do you see that as a problem, and do you see that as a possibility under the guidelines?
Thank you. Through the record to Representative Rauscher, Rachel Gunn, staff to Rep. Jimmy. To answer your question, there was an amendment proposed in the last committee that would have had a more geographical-based. With that amendment, you could have definitely had six commercial voices or six sport fishing voices and one subsistence seat. So we found that this way, this black and white definition of having two, two, and two, we're kind of codifying the vibes that are currently intended as we nominate the Board of Fish. So I think that would be up to you as a legislator when ratifying new candidates for the Board of Fish, when they're up in front of the joint session, to say, hey, we're supposed to have two seats. This guy clearly has a commercial background, and there's already two commercial seats. Or we would hope that to pick the candidate that best fit the user group, and that during the background research and in meeting with the different legislators, it would be up for the legislators to decide whether those governor's appointees fit those categories. So it is a pretty loose, I mean, the definitions are defined in statute, but we would certainly hope that the future legislature would be able to decide whether those governor appointees would be nominated in good faith to reflect the user groups as defined in this bill.
And one last follow-up through the chair. So I'm just wondering, would you guys be thinking about possibly allowing an amendment or two to qualify maybe the categories a little deeper?
Through the chair to Representative Belcher. We have welcomed an amendment in the last committee, so we would certainly be open to seeing what amendments were brought forth by this committee.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Representative Mears.
Thank you, through the chair. Kind of on this theme of the flexibility of the seats and who's sitting in them. So I did watch the meetings in fisheries, and part of the discussion was that folks often wear multiple hats, that they, depending on the season, they've got different things going on. So it sounds like the seats are flexible enough to make sure that there's representation from all of these users, to make sure that that happens, but there could be some skewing in a direction or other because of people's multiple hats. So some of that is a little bit more up to us, that there's not a specific seat for each of these things, but it's just sort of, it's an intent to make sure that the spectrum is covered. Is that accurate representation?
Through the chair to Representative Mears, Rachel Gunn, staff to Rep. Jimmy, I would say to reiterate that if there were three Board of Fish nominees up for it any given year, and there were already one commercial seat, one subsistence seat, and one sport fishing seat, and one science seat, and then the three seats that were open would be, one would have to have a commercial focus, one would have to have a sport focus, and one would have to have a subsistence focus, and it would be up to the oversight of the legislature ratifying those candidates that were nominated and appointed by the governor.
Through the chair, so if you are looking at those three seats, if one of the candidates had a subsistence and a commercial background, that satisfies some breadth, and so that if there was another commercial or another subsistence, you still had that breadth in there, and it's not, you're not assuming that each person just has one perspective that they're bringing to it, but you're making sure that the whole range of these different perspectives gets taken into account.
Through the chair to Representative Mears, we would hope that the legislature would keep. So we're adding to, this is the part in statute for the Board of Fisheries. Right now it just says the governor shall appoint each member on the basis of interest in public affairs, good judgment, knowledge, and ability. And then diversity of interest and points of view, this is all going to stay, but we're kind of adding the 2-2-2-1 breakdown. So again, when you're looking at the qualities that the candidates that are nominated have, we would hope that the legislature would look at the current makeup of the Board of Fish. Then the governor would make it his appointees, and then you could look at the balance with the user groups, because you'd be looking at not just good intent, good judgment, and interest in public affairs, but you could also be taking into account we've got user groups. And this bill primarily comes from the fact that in Representative Jimmy's district, north of 90% of the protein calories come from subsistence. And with climate change, with bycatch, and all every other buzzword, hot political fish issue, there's closures on the Kuskokwim. We've had a lot of federal management oversight in our rivers. And the Board of Fish, as our state governing body, is to bring balance back to that, because we feel that the subsistence seats have not been consistent or represented. So certainly, you guys all were elected by your constituents. When you're ratifying these candidates, again, we'd hope that you just look at the definitions and statute like you do with anything else. And I know that Representative Stutz's conflict of interest bill has been making its way through the legislature this year, and there's some other kind of opportunities to clean up Board of Fish issues, but between comp fish and sport fishing, it always seems to be these industries are pitted against each other and the subsistence is forgotten. Right now, if you go back home to the Kuskokwim, there's fish camps that have been sitting empty for years, and people aren't able to get the calories that they need. Fuel's more expensive, inflation is going up, and the future is really uncertain. We feel like this is just absolutely essential to protect subsistence in this way. And in the wake of potential federal decisions being handed down and overturning 30-year-old court cases, having subsistence voices in the Board of Fish is like the best fight that we've got.
Thank you. Representative Sadler, then Representative Colom. Just want to note, we do have 11 minutes before we have to get back out of here, but we will be hearing this bill again, so there will be opportunity to ask further questions on Friday. So, Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I apologize for being late here. Through the chair to Representative Jimmy, certainly the language of the bill, knowledge of and experience in either sport or subsistence or commercial fishing. It's clear, if anyone is paying attention the last couple decades, is that geographical and ethnic considerations have been a factor in Alaska's fish and game policies, you know, and should be a factor in who is allowed to fish or hunt for subsistence. So ethnic factors are part of our policy stew in Alaska. So, and I'm concerned that there might be an effort to try to allocate seats in the Board of Fish based on ethnic. So I want to be real clear. Do you believe that there should be a priority for the subsistence seat for Alaska Natives specifically based on knowledge of and experience in subsistence fishing?
Through the chair to Representative Sadler, I think that would depend greatly on the climate of the legislature and the governor and what they decided. Subsistence fishing is the oldest user group in Alaska, and there's nothing here in the bill that would preclude that definition. So I think one concern that we had when drafting this bill, and we kicked down a couple different ways for the nomination process, is that everyone had an idea on how to make it better. Right now, we know it's not working. And to try to answer your question as plainly as possible, the governor would appoint the seat, and then the legislature would have to decide whether that fit the category. And it's pretty vague, but also the intent is pretty clear. And, yeah.
Well, if I may follow through the chair, and thank you, Ms. Gunn, but my chair question to the maker, mm-hmm. the sponsor, the representative, is what is your intent? Should there be an Alaska Native seat? Alaska Native consideration for one of those subsistence seats on the Board of Fish?
It wouldn't be my call to make. It's just interesting the governor to pick the right person for a subsistence seat.
Thank you. And I'm seeking your intent for the record, Representative Gill. Jimmy. I'm seeking your intent.
My intent?
Yes, ma'am.
I will follow up with you offline.
Representative Colom.
Thank you, Chair, through the chair. So I think I've got most of my questions been answered. I guess just for clarity, I mean, this list on the slide here is a member of the base of interest in public affairs, good judgment, knowledge. Those seem like fair qualifications. So I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, what do you think is the problem on the board now? And how does this bill solve the problem? Is it just around subsistence? Because you guys labeled other chairs, too. So,
Through the chair to Representative Colom, Rachel Gunn, staff to Rep. Jimmy. So I'd say the problem right now with the board, it's varied in the past, but the conversation has traditionally been between a fight between sport fishing and comm fishing, those two industries deciding which seats have more at any given time or where the conflicts of interest lie there, if they're one, they're both, or when they got out of the industry. Subsistence doesn't have a lobbyist, and that's the problem in the home district and across Alaska. As food costs have exploded, as health has declined, as climate change has affected fishing, trawlers, bycatch, every issue, but people are not able to get the food that they need. So the idea of having subsistence voices, yes, predominantly the inspiration behind the bill was to bring subsistence in equal user group to commercial fishing, which is a $5 billion industry, and sport fishing. Certainly subsistence isn't a billions of dollar year industry, but we have seen, subsistence not having a lobbyist, the value of fish for those that live in rural communities that don't have access to high quality protein sources is an emergency issue. We all knew in the SNAP backlog a couple of years ago. I was working for another office, but I got voicemails from this HD 38, our district, of people saying that they didn't have enough to eat, and they didn't have access to food banks, and that shouldn't be a problem in Alaska in 2025. People should be able to feed themselves. Our commercial fishing industry is important. Our sport fishing industry is important, our visitors. But at the end of the day, we shouldn't have people going hungry and not being able to live their cultural values and have that connection across generations. It's just unacceptable.
Well, so do you feel like the two seats would prevent that from happening?
Through the chair to Representative Kalum, I think that two seats on the Board of Fish would certainly be a step in the right direction in preserving a really important cultural heritage in our state and basic health.
All right, thanks. Thank you. Representative Sadler, I think that'll be the final. Oh.
Yeah, I'll make it real quick.
Representative Sadler, then Representative Dibert.
Thank you. Through the chair to Ms. Gunn, you said it's a step in the right direction. What is the ultimate destination?
Through the chair, Representative Sadler, this is the ultimate destination for this legislation.
Not a step in the direction. This is it. There's no further.
I mean,
no standards or qualifications or.
If I could snap my fingers in climate change, it'd turn us all into better recyclers and better stewards of our environment. But this bill, this is the end destination for this bill.
Thank you, Representative Dibert.
Yeah, thank you through the co-chair. Thank you. Thank you to Representative Jimmy and your office for bringing this forward. I really appreciate it because the Yukon River is, that's the river I grew up on, and that's the river where we haven't been able to fish for like 7 years now. So. When I think about these positions, it would be, I think about my dad who, you know, grew up fishing and we grew up at fish camp and he showed my grandpa showed my dad how to cut fish, how to dry it. And he's like the best fish cutter, I think, on the Yukon River. But just that cultural, having that perspective of elders, you know, the traditions of having a fish camp, what you do at fish camp, that's been passed down for generations and generations. And I don't think my dad would ever run for a position like this, but someone like that, having that voice, that unique voice, would be very, very good for this, for the Board of Fish. And also I'm very excited about the subsistence position in Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and wondering if they're going to help with this position at all, or if you've had any discussions in that. Thank you.
Thank you. Through the chair to Representative Dibert. Your grandpa sounds amazing. And as far as the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, they're neutral on this bill so far. But as far as the Board of Fish process goes, that's usually a governor appointee. We are also excited about the subsistence position being brought back. I know that that was a subsistence division under the Fish and Game that was taken away, and that position went unfilled for so long, and they're just in the early steps of hiring, so there's not a lot of maybe it's not clear what that position is going to be able to do within the department, but we certainly hope that they'll work well with the board if this legislation passes. It would still be a few years, I think, before and again, we're not saying there's not Native or subsistence representation on the board. We know that's happening. We just want to keep calling it, not a better, for lack of a better way to say it, codifying the vibes. We've been trying to have a rural seat, subsistence seat, calm fish seat. We're just hoping this is more about balance. And there's a lot of leeway there. As Representative Sadler said, with this step in the right direction, I don't think that we're trying to flip the table with the Board of Fish. We just want to give some more guidance because user group imbalance seems to be the big problem on the Board of Fish, is that, and we're not traditionally in the fight, but subsistence not having a giant lobbying voice generally. We just bringing, this is all about bringing balance and not taking things too far, but just trying to do what we can to preserve cultural history and food security.
Thank you so much, Ms. Gunn and Representative Jimmy. We did have public testimony scheduled for today. However, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to hear it. We will hold public testimony on Friday. So I want to thank the folks that called in and apologize that we're not able to hear from you today. I'm going to set an amendment deadline for House Bill 125 for this Friday at May 2nd at noon. Please send any amendments to house.resources@akledge.gov before that time for consideration in committee. We will now set House Bill 125 aside, and again, we will schedule public testimony for Friday. Yes?
Do an at ease real quick.
Quick at ease. We are back on record in House Resources. Again, that completes our agenda for House Resources Committee meeting today. Our next House Resources meeting is Wednesday, April 30th at 1 p.m., where we will hear House Joint Resolution 18 from Representative Costello urging support for the AK LNG project. The time now is 1:30 p.m., and this hearing of the House Resources Committee is now adjourned.